had the experience and the background and was the type of person that we wanted to put in there as our interim city manager. And after 2-3 months that she was in the job, there was no question in any of our minds that she was the best person for the job and that we were not going to be able to hire anybody outside to be able to do the kind of job that Pam was going to be able to do. And as I stated earlier, that's the best decision I ever made as the mayor of Athens, was getting this lady over here, having her be involved as a city manager, city administrator. One of her qualities that I felt like was so important was the fact that she loved Athens. And she's from Athens, she knew about Athens, and the decisions that she helped us make, helped me make, and others, me over the next 10 years, was always in the best interest of the community and best interest of the city. She hit the ground running, though, as she helped us. And one of the things that she was able to do, we were all new on the city council, and as the mayor, and one of the things that she helped us do was keep us out of trouble. And thank you so much for doing that. Because if you've been involved in these kind of positions, it's not always easy to know exactly what you're supposed to do and how you're supposed to do it. She hit the ground running. She continued to be involved in the community. She became president of the Athens Rotary Club, secretary treasurer of the Friends of the Texas Freshwater Fishery Center, and chairman of the Athens Visitors Initiative Program, just to name a few.
That's me.
Continuing.
That's me.
Okay. I told you, if we didn't get wrong, Jerry Bond and let us know. I just want to say that the time that I was mayor from 95 to 2005, we made a lot of accomplishments. We did a lot of things. The Texas Freshwater Fishery Center opened in 1996, right after we were elected. Pam was instrumental and involved in the beginning of that and instrumental with that. We did several things. We finished the 3 additional legs of the loop over the next 10 years. And a lot of people thought we couldn't do that. A lot of people felt like that we would not be able to accomplish that. And my understanding is we're the last city in Texas that actually got the state to pay for that. From now on, it's going to either be toll roads or they're going to have to pay for it locally. One of the things that we dealt with those first few years was the Harvey Industries and Curtis Mathis facility. Those of you that were here in 1995 and before know that that was an isolate. And that was a toxic waste area. And we spent many hours and lots of time cleaning that facility up, helping clean that facility up. And Pam was always right there giving us advice, giving us leadership, and giving us the guidance that we needed to have that sort of thing done. In addition, she was involved with all the other activities. And again, as far as I'm concerned, I kept continuing. As you know, it's a 2-year term. And I kept continuing mainly because of Pam Burton, because she was easy to work with. She always did her homework. Of all the people I've ever worked with, she has been the person that's been most prepared and done the preparation work that was needed to help us make decisions over the years. So I can't say enough good things about Pam and the things that Pam did for us and the things that Pam has done for this community over the years. So I appreciate the fact that you were allowed us to be involved in those 10 years of your career.
Thing that no one has mentioned is during that period of time we also put in a new fire department over on the North Palestine. Also, I would like to say that nobody could have kept me harnessed any better than she did on these meetings, because I'd say something that was off the cuff and she'd remind me when it was being taped. And so I didn't say much. But I do appreciate everything you've done. And good luck in the future.
Thank you all.